This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Good afternoon, good evening, and or good morning, Power Hour Nation. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to the often imitated but never duplicated Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place. Another fantastic broadcast, another diverse broadcast that we have. John Whitehead from Rutherford Institute, he's on hold right now. We'll get to him in just a moment. Later on in the broadcast, Cass Ingram, Mr. Reaganall himself will be here. He's going to talk about some other things, the bone active oil, the bone active capsules. We'll get into that. Last time we talked about hemp versus CBD oil, kind of the differences, that kind of thing. So we'll get more into bone active this time. And then at the end of the broadcast, we're going to have Uncle Kevin to go over news. He'll be joining us, so we're excited about that. Woo-hoo. And now we'll get back to John. John is, you know, needs a little introduction for this audience. He is a constitutional attorney. He is an author. Battlefield America is his book, and we'll get a little bit into that. He is a founder of Rutherford Institute. He is fighting the good fight. He is on that wall. We need him on that wall. We want him on that wall. He is standing up, one of the very few attorneys that is actually standing up for what Thomas Jefferson, the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence means. So glad to welcome him back. John, welcome to the Power Hour.
Hey, thank you, sir. Thank you for having me on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's start with a story. I think it broke last week, or we talked on the show, I think the beginning of last week. The Supreme Court made a decision about the man who sold a little bit of drugs in his car. Then the police fined him and seized his $45,000 SUV at the same time. And that the Supreme Court decision went down, and civil asset forfeiture in general. What does this mean for that?
Well, this, what the Supreme Court ruled is that the Eighth Amendment says that you can't do excessive fines, and it applies to the state governments, and it applies to civil asset forfeiture. If you don't know what that is, police are routinely seizing property across the country. This case will limit it some, but not entirely. I mean, there have been amazing cases where people are traveling with money from their mother to buy a home, and the police pull them over for a broken taillight, and they seize the money and never give it back. People have lost their homes. And the local police share that money with the federal government, the Justice Department. And just to give you an idea, in 2015 alone, the federal government, you know, made $2.6 million on the program. So, and the Justice Department that we have currently likes the program very much and has been very aggressively in pushing it. So it will still be around. And I warn people that do not be traveling with very much cash in your car, because they can seize your cash and take it. If you're found guilty, you won't get it back. If you're found not guilty, hopefully because of this case that the Supreme Court came down with just recently, Tim's, you can get some of it back. But the problem you have is that you have to hire a lawyer. You have to go to court to fight to get it back. And there are a lot of people who do not have that kind of money. So the program will be limited.
Well, of course they don't. The police already took it. Of course they don't have the money. The police took their money.
The police took their money, yeah. And again, lawyers are expensive. That's why I started the Rutherford Institute. We, through donations, we raise money so that people don't have to ante up the $5,000 retainer fee, right, which a lot of people don't have these days with the way the economy's going.
How egregious is this civil asset forfeiture? Please put it in perspective, maybe going all the way back to the British with the colonists.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was one thing the British did. The colonists were outraged about it. But, I mean, you know, there was a lady named Lisa Leonard. She was driving down a public highway that's known for drug traffickers. And despite the fact that she was innocent of wrongdoing, the police kept her $201,000. And she was, you know, going to buy a home with it. There was a guy, Anna B. Busby.
Pause right there, because I think this just wafts over people's head. So these are real people. These are real stories. This isn't, you know, this
these
isn't
are real stories.
In the future.
If you go on our website, I mean, I write commentaries on these. One is called Policing for Profit. People can go in and read it. I mean, the cases, all footnoted, hundreds of cases, like by saying the police are making billions, and so are the federal government, the Justice Department. It's shared with the Justice Department.
How do they justify that? How do they justify taking $200,000 from this woman when she committed no crime?
They don't come up with anything justified. It's the way they've been doing it. Thankfully, this case will limit it somehow. You know, it depends on if you're found not guilty, maybe you'll be able to get it back now, hopefully. But the way the system works, and many of the local judges are very for this program, and I saw an interview with a policeman not too long ago. I forget, he was the chief of police. He said, if they do away with assets forfeiture, what will be my motivation to do my job? And I stopped for a second and said, hey,
whoa,
you're supposed to stop crime.
Whoa.
And we wonder why crime is, you know, a lot of criminals are doing drugs and stuff like that, because a lot of times when you're stopping little old ladies on the side of the road who have cash in their car going to buy a home and take it, and what they do with their dogs now, too, the dogs, by the way, drug-sniffing dogs, research shows they're accurate 16% of the time.
16? Did you say six? Did you say 1-6?
There may be drugs in your car. And
did you say 1-6 or 6-0? Did you say 1-6 or 6-0?
16%. 1-6.
One, like sweet 16 birthday, 16%.
16%.
I could do better than that just looking at the person and profiling them. I guarantee I can get a higher accuracy than that.
I guess it's pretty accurate. It's the electronic device they're going to be using. But hopefully they'll make it a little better. But
maybe they can hit 20%.
Yeah, maybe they can get 20%. But, you know, again, if all a policeman has to do is say, I think I smelled marijuana, then that's it. They can go inside.
Well, yeah, because they were smoking it earlier. Does that mean anything to say? Yeah, because they were dealing it.
But I know local policemen who tell me that sometimes policemen do smoke it.
Yeah, you think? Come on. Come on. The drug trade wouldn't exist without the police protect. I mean, John, I mean, isn't it true?
You know,
the drug trade wouldn't exist.
Which is one of the most egregious things I've ever seen. And, again, a lot of people don't know it. I mean, again, I warn people, do not travel with a lot of cash in your car. Do not do that.
Well, how do they find? My question is, okay, I got $200,000. I'm going to go buy a new house.
They'll do it very meticulously. Yes, they'll grab.
Why? Well, search the car for what?
What's that?
Search the car for what?
All I have to do is walk the dog around your car and say, the dog is giving a positive. We'll need to look in your car, ma'am.
We'll see what we can find out. Let's see what we can dig up.
You're out on a lonely road there, and most people, you know, you can say object or whatever, you know. And the cases we're seeing now where people, again, number of cases we're involved in where people object, and one policeman rides the back of another one, they pull them out, people are thrown face down the sidewalk and handcuffed for doing nothing.
Is this worse?
And these are real cases. Go to our website, ruffa.org. You'll see them. It's, there needs, you know, again, I'm arguing, local people can do a lot of things if local people will do it. They can stop a lot of this stuff if you'll get control of your city councils and get oversight on, you know. I got an email from a local policeman not too long ago, a couple of days ago, actually, who is an older policeman. He says, John, I read your stuff. You're absolutely right. I don't know. He says, I don't recognize the police today. What's happened? And, I get that from policemen who have retired. They're upset. They don't know what to do about it. But this asset forfeiture thing is something that if the mafia was doing it, you would say it was criminal. But if the government does it, but you know, and here's another thing people don't realize: government agents, TSA agents now, they're watching everything you're doing. I mean, and they're looking for the cash too. Some of them follow you on the planes now. If you fidget the wrong way, federal marshals sometimes will follow you on an airplane now and watch you, and go on the flight with you to see what you're doing. And if you're arrested, they will take whatever you have on you. And I'm telling people, do not travel with cash.
Okay, important question: is this worse, at least this aspect of it, is this worse than 1770, 1773? Is this worse for Americans, and is this leading to some sort of civil war or revulsion against this?
I think it's much worse because the Fourth Amendment's really clear. You're not supposed to be doing surveillance on Americans. touching them without probable cause, some evidence of criminality. I mean, with the way the government's watching everything we're doing. They've worked with Facebook and Google. They have algorithms now on you. They're doing, the Department of Homeland Security is doing these threat assessments on homes where it goes from green to red. If you own a weapon, it's going to be a red. So if a policeman arrives at your home and he's agitated, on their cell phones now and on their gadgets, they have your threat assessment. And they're watching you very carefully. I mean, policemen across the nation now, at least 200 departments have set up safety watch lists. They're watching your Facebook posts, your social media, to determine if you're dangerous. And
what would define dangerous?
This is something that
define dangerous.
If you walked up to Thomas Jefferson and said, look what they're doing, Thomas, he'd say, but whatever happened to the Fourth Amendment?
And well, Thomas Jefferson would say, pick up a gun. I mean,
exactly.
That's what Thomas Jefferson would say.
That's right. If you have a gun today, your threat assessment score, and I'm telling you, folks, it's a red.
So we're seeing in Canada, now you brought up...
What's that?
You brought up about guns. We're hearing reports that Canada is making a push right now. They're trying to even go further with the gun control they already have and trying to undo everything up there in Canada. Do you know anything about that?
I haven't followed a lot in Canada. Canada is a place that is moving a lot faster than we are up here. So. Except they don't have the SWAT team rates, as I understand, as bad as we do. We have 80,000 occurring in America annually now, where they're going through people's doors and they're shooting up to 500 dogs a day.
Okay, what you just said, and for people who believe in the red, white, and blue, and they pledge allegiance, and they love America and all that, and if you were to tell them that basically you're living in close to Nazi Germany, 1939, I mean, this is Nazi Germany, 1939. Am I wrong?
It's moving in that direction. I mean, again, in my book, Battlefield America, I have a whole section on that as I look back to see what we were mimicking, and with the way things are going today with the watch list and all the stuff, all that was basically, but, you know, again, I go through the history a bit in my book. You know, how many people have heard of Project Paperclip? Have you ever heard of it, sir?
Of course, yeah. That's where they took the Nazi, the race for Berlin after the war. It wasn't to
get
to Berlin.
It was
to get,
at least 1,000 top Nazis. A guy named Reinhold Gehlen actually set up the CIA. He was one of Hitler's top surveillance guys. And they went into the universities, and this is all facts. We don't know how much they worked with it. The FBI was quite impressed with them, by the way, J. Edgar Hoover, and the way their police operated. And
sure.
When people look at the FBI and the history of the FBI, which I go through in my books, I mean, following people around like John Lennon the Beatle and collecting huge files on him, following 17,000 pages of information on Martin Luther King, they followed him everywhere he went, trying to stop him.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, John. Battlefield America, The War on the American People is the name of the book. Rutherford.org is the website. Rutherford.org. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. ThePowerHour.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Kirkman by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Because he's from the Rutherford Institute. Yes, you have, I'm sure. I'm sure on your threat assessment, there's some stronger language. Anyway, Rutherford.org is his website. Battlefield America is the book. Let's talk about Rutherford. It's a curious name. Where did you get that name from?
Well, I wanted to name it after somebody who did something, I thought, for freedom. And there was a guy named Samuel Rutherford who was a Scottish minister who was upset with the way the king sort of made his sort of decrees. He could just decree anything. So he wrote a book called Lex Rex, which means the law in the French, which he said the king did not have that kind of power and should not have that kind of power. And he said it was tyrannical. And his book was not very popular with the royal family. It was actually burned in the streets of England. They put it in piles and burned it. And he was an older fellow, and he actually was on his deathbed finally when he died. I mean, when he was dying, and they were coming out. He was being accused of treason, and he died before they could get to him. But the interesting thing, like I said, they said the last thing he said, he looked up from his bed and said, "I'm going where priests and kings cannot go," and passed out.
Ooh.
He was a strong Christian fellow, and when I read more about him, I looked at the book. I thought it had some really good principles. It was basically what came in the Constitution. He was, by the way, read by Jefferson and all the people. He is very influential.
That's fascinating. I really appreciate that. How unique, then, what would Rutherford think of the Bill of Rights and the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence?
He would think the Bill of Rights was great. The Constitution, though, was opposed by most of the freedom people in the country because they thought it set up a very strong central government.
Federal government.
So that's why they asked for a Bill of Rights. And that's, you know, Jefferson was for it, and Patrick Henry, people like that, were fighting
George
for
Mason.
It. Yeah, George Mason, who wrote a Declaration of Rights, which the first 8 amendments, basically, in our Bill of Rights, are based on that. And set forth, again, we need free speech. We need the right to own a weapon. We don't want soldiers quartered in our home, the Third Amendment. We want freedom, from search and seizures, those kind of things, which they were seeing, and none of that was covered in the Constitution. And so that's how they got the Constitution passed, with the Bill of Rights. But I think a Samuel Rutherford, people like that would have been happy with the Bill of Rights. Yeah, they would say, hey, that's a movement forward. And it's only good, like I tell people, it's only good as the people, the citizens of this country exercise it and know about it. But as I'm seeing today, the average American has no idea what's in the Bill of Rights. It's only 462 words. I talk to law students who can't tell me what's in the Bill of Rights. They're not teaching it in the schools very well at all.
We are pushing here, and we have for a while, to put a copy of the Bill of Rights and then put it up on your refrigerator with a magnet. Just get it in your face. Get it in your consciousness and with the Declaration of Independence.
We have a Bill of Rights card. For any donation, we'll send it to you.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Billfold, and it's got the Ten Amendments on it. And I tell people, if you're pulled over by a policeman and you think it's wrong, just get the Fourth Amendment out and just read the Fourth Amendment very clearly, because they're recording everything. And that will help with your case.
For people, we got about 2 minutes before the break here. For people who say, well, I don't know what your problem is. You're just rebellious. Everything's fine in this country. Will you please, in 2 minutes, alert them to the magnitude of what we are dealing with?
Well, listen, I see 80,000 SWAT team raids where police are going through doors in the middle of the night, many times in the wrong place, shooting children. Kids are getting killed, pulling ladies over on the side of the road, and the police are putting their fingers in their vaginas and their anuses, searching for drugs and not finding any. And these are all real cases that I post on our website. People getting slammed down. I mean, and I worked out of D.C. for as long as I could stand it, and I saw so much corruption in Washington, D.C., with just the way the congressmen work. I mean, like I said, we pay so much money in taxes, but the thing is, we pay more taxes, the average American, than we do on food and rent, food and housing in this country. And the average congressman doesn't work but a couple of days a week. Most of the time they spend raising money for the next campaign. And we're getting fooled because the government's so far away. And what I say is, if you really want to see it up front, get involved in your local government. You'll see some things you don't like, and hopefully you'll change them. Mm-hmm. I'm not making this stuff up. It's all there. If you go to our website, it's all footnoted. You can read the sources, and hopefully you'll be shocked at what we're hearing and what we're seeing.
If you were to talk to Mom and Pop Smith in America on their couch, and you were to tell them, and they ask you, well, how serious, how grave is the situation right now, John, what would you tell them?
With the way the country is looking financially, with the way stores are going out of business, and we'll want to talk about this Pentagon video that was put out a couple of years ago, they're saying by 2030 they'll have to impose martial law in America. That's the prognosis. It's a training video. And it's pretty scary, but I'd say it's bad enough to be concerned. If you have children or grandchildren, I'd say, ladies and gentlemen, you should really be concerned.
Stay tuned. Rutherford.org. Battlefield America is the book. ThePowerHour.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump has a message for veterans.
Our mission is to mobilize every level of American society to save the lives of our great veterans and support our heroes in need.
Today at the White House, the president signed an executive order that's meant to curb suicide among military veterans. President Trump continues,
the president's roadmap to empower veterans and end the national tragedy of suicide.
New York Congressman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez on Tuesday denied violating federal campaign finance law after a conservative government watchdog filed a complaint with the FEC accusing the Democratic lawmaker and her chief of staff of being part of an off-the-books operation to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on candidates last year. FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb will step down in a month. That's according to a Trump administration official. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I told John, I said, during the break, I said, why is it every time you come on, my blood starts to boil? And he chuckled, and he said, well, it's all true. And I just had to laugh. I had to laugh because keep from crying, I guess. I'd like to remind you, the special is over the Power Mall. Cass Ingram's going to be joining us in about a half hour or so. So we'll talk about Bone Active, Oregano, and all those type of things. A whole host of North American Urban Spice products that we have. But don't forget the bentonite clay, the Himalayan salt. We now have the Himalayan salt. Ladies and gentlemen, there is Himalayan salt, and then there's Power Mall Himalayan salt, and they're different. For Martin Patella, it is fantastic. The vaccine CD sets, Sherry Rogers, a whole year's worth of interviews. Any interview, any show that we do that you want a physical copy, a hard copy on CD, Catherine can make you a copy for a charge. So you just call the Power Mall and order it. You don't want chemicals in your shampoos or soap. We got new things from Robert Tactalian, from Vitamir. Buy from the good guys. Buy from the good guys, ladies and gentlemen. Mother Earth Minerals. Just about every other day, as long as I remember. See, if my wife doesn't move the vitamins or the things I want to take, I'm pretty consistent. If they get moved, I have a problem, I'll have to admit. But My children have made such a difference. The calcium, magnesium, potassium under their tongue, it's been fantastic from them. The Living Streams Carbon 60, we're going to get more and more responses. That thing has been selling like crazy. You can see the, go look up the interview by Wayne Blakely about that. It is a fascinating product. Of course, Cardio Miracle and the Strauss Heart Drops. Both the Strauss Heart Drops help your body create its own nitric oxide. So both of these products are fantastic, and people are having just tremendous success, almost miraculous. I mean, just almost miraculous. People are calling us with different things. So check that out at thepowermall.com, thepowermall.com. We need your support. We deserve your support. We don't get the checks from George Soros. The Vatican is not going to be sending us an endowment. So please support us, and thank you so much for your prayers, your donations, your purchases, your energy. We are with you when we are in this together. And John Whitehead is one of those people who's on the line. And it's to be honest with you, it's inspiring. I want to ask you, John, about, and put this in perspective, maybe go to the schools or what have you, but the Declaration of Independence, there's a couple things that are just absolutely revolutionary in it. One is, you know, we hold these truths to be self-evident. We're a creationist society. We believe our rights are unalienable. They come from outside of government, outside of even man, and that government's sole purpose is to protect those rights. That is the accepted, understood, self-evident law in this country, is it not? Please explain that.
It is, yes. But today, you know, the average American, I thought it's not taught in the schools anymore. Kids don't know it. They're going through. They have no idea. None of that's taught anymore. The judges don't know it that I talk to. And the key principle was there that the rights that we have exist in eternity. They exist before we came into being. Read the Declaration of Independence. It says that really clearly in the preamble. And they come from God, yes. And they don't come from government. Government does not give rights, no. And the government's position there is to protect the rights of the people. That's why we have a Bill of Rights and why people like Thomas Jefferson pushed heavily for them to be included. Yeah, that's really the law of the land. The Declaration of Independence is our founding document. It isn't the Constitution.
Now, this idea, you mentioned
Jefferson.
And by the Jefferson.
Way, you read it carefully. It's a very radical document. Jefferson was the troublemaker, yeah.
If Jefferson, well, we already talked about it, he'd pick up a gun today or he would do something. Let me ask you about Jefferson.
No. He was asked the best way. I've read his letters. Someone said, what's the best way to take a walk? He said, with your gun. That's how he responded. With your rifle, he said. George Orwell, the great fiction writer who predicted all that we're seeing today, he said the rifle over the working man's fireplace is the symbol of freedom.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Washington said it. Yeah, Washington said something close to that, that it's, I can't, the exact quote, it's liberty's teeth. It's liberty's teeth or something. It should be honor.
The only way to keep liberty is for the average American to have a gun. But, you know, are you familiar with these red flag laws that many states have passed now?
Yeah, I was going to go there, but you're going right where I want to go.
But, you know, the red flag laws now saying if your neighbor can say, hey, I think my next-door neighbor's got issues mentally, they can come in now and grab your gun and take them away. You have to go to court. Look up. I did an article on it. It's called, you know, the red flag laws there. It's everything the Founding Fathers said don't do. But there's a paranoia today. You know, again, there are the mass shootings, but, you know, crime in America is an all-time low, according to FBI statistics. Americans aren't violent. Occasionally, there are, you know, the so-called crazies and whatever. But the average American's not going around shooting anybody. No, not with their guns, no.
Let me ask you, let me go backwards, and then we're going to go to Maryland specifically, where that one man was shot. But let me ask you about Jefferson versus Lincoln, because I've heard constitutional experts, really historical experts, talk about there's two visions for America, have been. One is Jefferson's vision of America. Andrew Jackson helped with that. And then the other is the Civil War, Lincoln's vision of America. And our history has been a constant battle between those two visions. What weigh in on that?
Well, as far as I can, you know, as far as reading all of them, I mean, Jefferson, people like Jefferson had the best vision. You know, with the, breakdown in the Civil War and all that, the country dramatically changed. You know, it came under the power of a strong central federal government at that point. Before that, it was basically states. The states had the central power. It was a principle called federalism, which you don't hear that word anymore among people. And that was the idea that power is meted out. That's why you have the 10th Amendment. You read it carefully. And by the way, the 10th Amendment gives states certain rights to nullify acts of the federal government. Some states have taken to do that very rarely, but there's a lot of power in the states. That was what Jefferson and them were arguing, that we needed states' rights, keep the states so you delimit power. We don't want a monarch. And the president, as I look today, no matter who's in office, they're in a White House, they live royally, they have all these things, you know. I mean, they would be shocked today to see how the country has gone.
Let me ask you, all right, let me change gears. I definitely want to get back to Maryland, these red flag laws. But yeah. Let me ask you about the wall. Trump made an executive order. I don't know why. I would have done this differently. I'm not sure. I mean, I think there's obviously a clear and present danger along the border. To me, some action, maybe militarily, whatever. I don't know. He went this way with the executive order. What's your position as far as constitutionally what he did, the way he did it?
Well, executive orders, you know, I think have to be really like super true emergencies. I think it could have been handled differently, and it would have helped him to do that.
I agree.
But it's been a rallying point for many of his followers. But, you know, the factual arrests at the borders are down 46% from 10 years ago. Actual statistics don't seem to back up what we're seeing, but I don't like the president doing emergency. I didn't like Obama's emergency orders. In fact, we defended a Marine who went online and opposed Obama on every, and he would be opposed to any president doing emergency orders unless they were really needed. But and he was rounded up by the FBI and put in a mental hospital. Brandon Robb, it's a great case.
Oh,
we filed a court case and got him out. But you know, it would be people like Jefferson, the founding fathers, would be very nervous about executive orders, period, if there was another way to do it. Yes.
What other way should he have done it? Because I have my own ideas, but let me hear yours.
Well, I think that he could have raised the money. I mean, he's got the money to help people to start the wall. I think that it would have been good to get some private industries involved, friends, to start a council, that people that were concerned about it. And not get into the government emergency powers, because what that does, that just, the next president coming down the line, and who that may be, we don't know. I mean, the candidates out there, to me, look kind of bonkers.
Well, Nancy Pelosi's already hinted that, you know, what if she got in power, then she'll make it, well, we got an emergency, we got to take guns.
Exactly.
My response to that.
It's something that, with the way power is going in this country, and power is being super centralized in the federal government now, with the way the NSA and the FBI, they see everything we're doing. They're into pre-crime mode. They're ready to arrest you on the street, which is happening in the country. I mean, people are being pulled over. The TSA now is starting to do, is stopping people if they're getting off of airplanes now and asking them to search them. But the power is being
What would you do, John? Let me pause right there quickly. We got 30 seconds for a break. If TSA stopped you coming off an airplane, wanted to search you, what would you tell them?
I'd tell them no.
No.
I'd say,
thank you. Have a nice day.
Probable cause to be stopping me. And see, again, know the Fourth Amendment, Americans.
Hold on. Well, we're probably going to go to the other side. But TSA, what arresting power do they even have? I mean,
Oh, no. What they do, they search you, and if you raise an alarm, and we've had the cases, okay? They call the police, and the police come in, and if they think you're going too far, they will arrest you, yes. We've actually handled cases. The police are there in 10 seconds. They're in the airport.
Oh, yeah. Well, stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Rutherford.org. And he needs your support. And this man deserves your support. I know so many people do. Look, it's us, ladies and gentlemen. Your prayers, anything. You can't give money. You can't give time. You can give prayers. Anything. Rutherford.org.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In Maryland, the quote-unquote red flag law, quote-unquote law, it's contrary to the Bill of Rights, so I don't know how it's a law, basically said this man's sister said he was a little unstable and his guns needed to go. And she since kind of recanted the story after he's dead because the police went to his home. The police said, I don't know whether it's true or not, they can make up anything. Well, he went for his gun and then went after him and then they shot him. Reaction to that? Sure.
And that's very, you know, again, they have knock and talk now they're doing in states where police come in the middle of the night at your home and they call it knock and talk. Some people are coming to the door with their gun and they're shooting them through the windows. Those are actual cases. One in Florida about a year ago, they shot a guy.
Well, there's a lot of places. I mean, I've been to some places in my life where late at night, if somebody came knocking on my door, maybe I would have a gun right by me.
Oh, yeah. Most people have a firearm. Yeah, and again, it's not a bad thing to do because, you know, but again, these SWAT team raids in the middle of the night, the knock and talks, you know, occur at like 3 in the morning when they knock on each other. People are a little alarmed. They don't know who's banging, and they bang on the door, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah,
I don't know what's going on. And there was an old fellow who was came to the door with an umbrella. You know, something to ward off, and the police thought it was a gun. They shot him.
Do you see any movement with the Justice Department, with this administration, going towards the, are we going towards the Bill of Rights or away from it?
Well, the way they're arming, you know, no, they're not. Listen, no one knows the Bill of Rights in the government. They don't care about the Bill of Rights. They care about power. I mean, all the military equipment that's gone to the local police, the tanks, the weapons, the bazookas, all the guns and stuff, Donald Trump's actually increased that, you know. There are now 175,000 federal agents running around in SWAT team gear and with hollow point bullets. The IRS, you know, has almost 5,000 firearms. The National Park Service has 1,500 firearms and 2 million bullets. The Veterans Administration has 11 million bullets. I mean, you got all these federal agencies now that are armed to the hilt. Remember what George Washington said? Do not have a standing army on American soil. We do. It's the federal government connected with the local police now. I mean, there's no way you can. If you talk back to a cop today and he shoots you and he says, I feared for my life or this and that, the chance of anything happening to him are very, very small. They have qualified immunity, the courts call it.
Well, John, you know darn well, as I do, that accountants need guns, and Smokey the Bear at the National Park, he has to have guns and bullets. I mean, that's just normal. Isn't that normal?
No, Smokey the Bear got shot.
Oh, they shot. That's terrible. I love Smokey the Bear.
So,
we got just a couple minutes.
The way the surveillance is going and like I said, this powerful Pentagon put out a video 2 years ago in which they picked 2030, the country's going to break down and have to exercise martial law. And, the National Defense Authorization Act, which was, again, re-upped by President Trump, it allows the president to label someone an extremist. They can come to your home, arrest you and take you away, and you won't see your family or your lawyer. You know, and the government admits they have a website, a database called Maine Corps. It has 8 million names in it for people to be rounded up in times of
say that again. Now, John, pause. I have a very important question, but this is mucho importante. Say that again so that doesn't just waft over people. This is not BS. This is not some theory. This is a fact. Say that again.
The National Defense Authorization Act?
No, what you said, there's 8 million people. There's 8 million people.
Yeah, it's called Maine Corps. You can look it up. It's actually, they admit they have it. It has at least 8 million names on it. Dissidents who will be rounded up in times of distress, they call it. Couple that with that Pentagon video, which is a training video about the population breaking down by 2030. You look at I talk to economists now that are really worried that the country, because it's so in debt and all these stores are closing down. You know, Sears is closing down. Penny's stores are going out of business.
Sears, unbelievable.
And
Sears was the Amazon of the world at one time.
No one, who's going to have a job? Amazon says they're going to have stores where you can go in and buy everything with a cell phone. They don't need people. Well, how are people going to make money?
They're going to give them a basic income. They're just going to get government.
I think people are going to get really upset. I mean,
They should be upset now, John. I agree with you. Let's get upset now and act. Not then. Let's get upset now while we can do it in relative peace.
The facts are out there. I'm upset. The trouble is getting people to rally. The average American watches 150 hours of television a month. What I'm telling Americans, give us one-third of those hours to fight for freedom.
And let's wake up Smokey Bear. Let's resuscitate Smokey the Bear. Let's do it. Let's get him going.
Exactly. You can get down to your local city council meeting, you know, get 10, 15 people, and, you know, I say one guy with a sign is considered a weirdo, three with the same sign, you know, people, is a movement. They will start listening to you.
Okay, quick.
Getting people up and getting involved in their government, like I say, the three most important words in the original Constitution is we the people. That's how it starts. We are the government. So for the government, those people are working for us. Why are they taxing us so much? Why are they fining us so much? Why all this money they're taking?
Because we're letting them.
What are they doing with it?
Because we're letting them, John. Okay, quick question. A last question. There's a big movement on YouTube and out there of people taking video cameras, filming police, going to public areas where then the police say, oh, you can't film here, what have you, and then they're suing the police. That seems to be catching wind, and police are actually like, whoa, wait a minute. I don't know if I can arrest you anymore. Are you in favor of that? You see that as a good tool?
It's an important thing in many situations. The police do not like it. There are cases where the police have grabbed phones and smashed people down, and they're standing on their own property filming police. So they don't like it. But, you know, I'm glad I'm seeing the young people do that. I think that's a spark. I think that's a good spark. I think any kind of movement by people for freedom is the way to go. And, you know, I'm screaming from the rooftops, you know, let's get out there, let's get active, let's change this country, because it's our country. We're paying for it, ladies and gentlemen, with your money, your hard-earned dollars, and, you know, you make one little mistake in the IRS. I got friends now who are getting fined because they put the wrong figure by mistake or the wrong number on something by the IRS, and they're trying to fight. They're fining them for making a mistake. I mean, this is you're dealing with something again. And I have friends in Washington D.C. who look at me and say, "John, this town is in a mess. It's run by people. It's run by a lot of private corporations working with the government." I mean, Facebook and Google admit it. Google works with the NSA. They admit it. They're watching everything you're doing. The basic bottom line for most money, and they want the money to keep the power and. Again, don't trust your representatives in Congress. Bombard them with emails. And hopefully they'll start coming back to your district and doing those town hall meetings, which they dodge now, by the way.
You mentioned corporations. You mentioned corporations and government merging. From my research, we've had a lot of people talk about after the Civil War, kind of the break to the Federal Reserve. It's almost like America split from its foundation, and the Republic has turned into now corporate USA, Inc.
It's a corporate state,
yes. Yes, okay. Yeah.
It's a dangerous corporate state because it doesn't stand
for
freedom.
Constitutional attorneys telling you the same thing we've been telling you. This is the most important political understanding there is. Schools, get your children out of school, yes or no?
Yeah, I think homeschooling and private schools is better than the public schools because they're not teaching the Constitution anymore in the schools. In fact, our literacy rate is below like 10 of.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Hi, it's Catherine from the Power Hour. If you're one of the many millions of people who have difficulty falling asleep, staying asleep, or having unrestful sleep throughout the night, REM sleep could be the solution you've been searching for. If you are like me and are afraid of the dangerous side effects from prescription sleep aids, REM sleep is an all-natural alternative that contains ingredients research has shown to help improve and enhance better sleep. REM sleep will get you the deep sleep you need to feel your best and will ensure you wake up feeling energized. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.